Hello and welcome to Four Does Productions Announcement Day. I am Anita Helm. I'm the owner of Four Does. I want to tell you how excited I am to bring to you this news. I have been hinting around that something new was about to happen, and I wanted to let you know that I started Four Does Productions in April of 2022. I was so giddy I wanted to share with you, but there were still things to be done. I wanted to give you some insight. Four Does is an opportunity for me to be able to go out and to speak and to teach and give workshops to people in multiple areas that are not available readily on the platform right now. As you will know that Milkshake Monday will not change. I will still teach on the Milkshake Monday platform at Monday nights every Monday. So that won't change, but I'll talk to you more about that later. In looking at some things that we've been introspecting in the last few months, I happen to have that Faith shared with me a document that was written by me in 2014. And it came from the fact that I'd read a book, and basically the book said, what would you do if you did not have fear? Well, I listed out about 9 items. And what I noticed after I read them recently is that the majority of those items were the things that I am planning to do with Four Does Production. And I am really excited. And if you think about the time frame, 8 years ago is when I wrote that list. And if you know anything about numbers, 8 in the Bible talks about new beginnings. And I'm in a new beginning and a chapter of my life in this season. And I'm so excited because in thinking about the last few months and retrospecting and respecting the time I have left in this season, I want to do what thus saith the Lord. I want to do things for service, for ministry, for people, because my heart is to build up other people. Now, let me explain a new offering that you have not heard from me. It's called STAND, S-T-A-N-D. And this is the big word, but I'm going to break it down. Sometimes you see that letters represent things, and they call that acrostic if it comes to poetry. But I'm using the letters S-T-A-N-D as a new offering. And for STAND, the S stands for situations, the T stands for timing, the A stands for attitude, the N stands for navigation, and the D stands for destiny. Well, in everything that happens in our life from young to old, we have all of those things happening, and how we end up interpreting and reacting or acting on those situations has a lot to do with our life. So I've found that I picked 5 topical areas, and I'm going to call them STAND, and then with a hyphen, I'm going to tell you the different areas. So for every area, it will say STAND, and here's the 3 F's. STAND faith, talking about faith. STAND failure, talking about the failures in our life. STAND finances. So that's 3 F's, faith, failure, and finances. There's 1 R for the STAND, which is relationships. All of us go through relationships and issues in our relationships. So we have STAND faith, STAND failure, STAND finances, and STAND relationships. The last of the 5th of the topics is career. All of us struggle from the time that we're getting our high school jobs all the way till we are trying to do finances for retirement or even living in our retirement. So those 5 topical areas are new. And I'm going out and I'm advertising to businesses and churches and schools and different organizations that want to have the opportunity to hear about those different topics. In addition, for Milkshake Monday, there are people who have been asking me for some time, years actually, since we started in 2018, would I come and teach and speak on those different Milkshake Monday episodes? Because of, you understand what was happening in our relationship with sickness and disease with William Helm, that I could not prioritize going out to teach at that time. It was important for me to continue doing Milkshake Monday, but I also wanted to take care of our family and the things that were going there. But in this season, those things have started to change. So I will have more flexibility and opportunity to actually listen to some of the people who are asking me to come. I want you to understand everything that I want to do is intentionally of the will of God. I want to make sure that I'm not just going to do this just because of money. That is not my heart. The labor is for the Lord. And I know that there are times that I will be asked to come and they're not going to be in houses of worship. And that is okay, because the message of what we have to talk about, not only in the stand offerings, but even in some of these other teachings, for example, the Marriage in a Checkout Line series, there may be people who are not in the faith-based community that want to have marriage seminars. I am open to provide secular and people of faith the teachings that they want to hear about, and they will be customized to the people who want to have me come speak. For years, decades even, I have been speaking at conferences. I speak at classrooms in person and virtually all around this country, and I have enjoyed it. It's my energy source, and I'm very thankful to be able to have this new chapter of Four Dose Production to actually do that and possibly make a living for it. But right now, we are going to crawl before we walk. Now, I could not continue to say things to you regarding Four Dose without letting you have the appreciation. I had one of my senior members ask me a question. What happens with what you're doing on Monday nights? As I said before, I'll slow it down. I will, in the Lord's will, continue to do Milkshake Monday every Monday night, Lord willing, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be broadcasting Milkshake Monday episodes using the Four Dose page on Facebook. It will automatically share to the groups of Milkshake Monday and Transformation Nation. We will work it out to have it shared on Anita Helm, but eventually my personal page will not be the source of where all of the teaching will be coming from. It will be coming from Four Dose Production. The same is true for what we plan to do for other things related to the Resurrection Baptist Church. It will be coming from the Resurrection Baptist Church's webpage as opposed to my personal page. So these are just transitions and changes, which are all for the positive, for progressive things. So I just wanted to share that. Also, I wanted to let you know that I have had some speaking engagements already booked, and I'm excited. And for those who are interested in booking, you can go to the fourdoseproduction.org webpage and use the contact feature to find the information to contact us. And I'm not about the money, but this is a business. But I will reach out and talk to you about what your needs are, and we'll work together. I understand everyone has a budget, from the school system to the organizations in business to even the places of worship. I am not about money needs as a thing for the source of why I'm doing this. This is a heart to do things to help people. Lastly, I wanted to share some thanks and appreciation. First of all, I am sincerely thankful to the Lord and the Spirit of God for His help as I prepare this venture. I'm excited. Like I said, I am energized. I've been energized for years just finishing up teaching Milkshake Monday. I have a buzz like you would not understand how excited I am to share the good news to people. Also, I want to share my thanks to the pastor of our church, Resurrection Baptist Church, who's been encouraging to me and being a blessing in his teaching. I thank God for my daughter, Faith, who's got HKL for You Productions, who's been a monumental help in developing our website and YouTube page and Facebook page, has been incredible. I want to personally thank Michael Melnick of the Energized Approach. I just want to tell you, he has just been phenomenal. Thank you, my brother Michael, for all of your help. Thank you, my daughter Albany, for her even starting the podcast for Milkshake Monday and translating them from being on Facebook to creating a podcast for me. Thank you. I thank so many of my family and friends who've just been a great encouragement, and I just so appreciate it. I thank my church for their encouragement and all the people who have been so faithful to help me. I want you to know that this is an act of love and labor. You know, when you do something for the Lord, it's not going to be easy, but you have to trust in Him and depend on Him and let Him know that we're just following after His word to go out to all nations and teach them and help them to become better and disciples for Him and to help people live a better life. So I just want to share that my contribution toward that labor, which is a labor of love, is Four Dose Production. And I thank you, and I ask for your prayers and continued support. I love you. Goodbye.